A click on a control added people to the model. The wireframe representation of the pyramid was suddenly speckled with dots, each one of them a person in the real world. They moved and interacted and went about their business. Harper was typing into a search field at the bottom of the screen.
"You can't escape, my friends," he murmured.
Venture, still held by two guards, watched impassively. Klein was standing close by, waiting for orders. The image spun and changed, zooming in as the system found what Harper had asked for. It panned down beneath the pyramid, into the amphitheatre, across the terraces, and towards an open area off to one side. Four dots became vague shapes, became outlines of people, two male, two female, two sitting, two standing.
"Got you,"
Harper said. His hand reached again for the mouse.
"I'll go fetch them," Klein said, turning to leave. "Oh, I'm sure that won't be necessary," Harper told him with satisfaction. "I think it's time our young friends had a practical demonstration of my abilities." He glanced up at Venture. "Don't you?"
"What are you talking about?" Matt demanded. He looked at Robin and saw that she seemed as grave as his father. "Basically," Dad said, "quantum entanglement is a process that allows scientists to tie together molecules so that what happens to one molecule happens to the others linked to it. They say the molecules are entangled."
"And they can be many kilometers apart, it still works," Robin said. "You think that's how Harper is working things? How he's managed to get control?" she asked Matt's dad.
"Possibly. I'm not an expert, I'm not sure how it works, just that it does. He creates models on his laptop, computer models, representations of things in the real world. Those things are made from earth, air, fire, or water, or a combination of them, and Harper has somehow entangled his computer models with the real world. He manipulates the model, and the real things respond." Matt's mouth dropped open.
"Computer models," he said. "We've seen them."
"And you probably understand them rather better than I do," Dad told him. "But there has to be some grounding in the real world. In voodoo, it's a lock of hair or a bit of fingernail that provides the link, the entanglement between the doll and the real person."
"Like DNA matching," Robin said quietly. "You need a unique pattern to identify the target, to be able to link the right model to the specific person. Harper's models do the same, but by being exactly to scale in every dimension, so accurate they are unique and specific with no ambiguity. This far, Harper's been able to manipulate relatively small things, like grains of sand and candle flames. But what he really wants to do is to create a model to control the whole world, the universe, run like a program code on a computer."